And finally, tell us about the importance of the third core executive function, which is cognitive flexibility.
Okay. Cognitive flexibility is essential for meeting challenges, finding new ways to solve problems, having the flexibility to adapt to change or new information. It also aids social interaction by helping us see things from another person's point of view. Research shows that executive functions are of fundamental importance for all kinds of different things. School readiness. They're more important for school readiness than entry-level reading or math or IQ. For success in school. For making and keeping friends. Kids don't like it if another kid butts in line, tries to take their toy, or forgets the rules they all agreed to. For marital harmony, people with poor executive functions are more difficult to get along with, less dependable, and more likely to act on impulse. Executive functions are critical for finding and keeping a job and career advancement. You need to stay on task, complete what you start, exercise self-control, and not say things that antagonize coworkers or your boss. Corporations are always looking for executives who can creatively solve problems. Executive functions are critical for mental and physical health. Poor executive functions are found in almost every mental health disorder, whether it's substance abuse, ADHD, depression, OCD, obsessive-compulsive disorder, autism, or schizophrenia. Poor executive functions also lead to poor physical health, like obesity, overeating, poor food choices, and not continuing to adhere to doctor's orders. A large sample of over 4,000 teenagers in one study found that those with poor self-control were exponentially more likely to suffer from 9 of the 10 adverse health conditions that scientists examined. So I would say, if you want your child to do well in school and in life, help your child develop healthy executive functions.